The Muslim community in Raleigh, North Carolina, is trying to save a mosque at a small Baptist school. For more than 15 years, Muslims have held services inside a worship hall at Shaw University, one of the oldest African-American colleges in the country. Now, administrators want to convert the hall to classrooms or offices to ease crowding on campus. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Like most of Shaw University's 150-year-old campus, the college mosque is understated and modest. On the second floor of an institutional brick building, Muslims gather for worship every Friday in a large room with fluorescent lights and a tattered carpet. Some in shirts and ties, others in t-shirts and shorts. They join together for their weekly call to prayer.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Services have been held here since 1983, the year the university opened its International Student Center. It's a million-dollar building paid for by a Saudi Arabian king. One of the conditions of his gift was that the mosque be located inside. In those days, Shaw had an exchange program that hosted hundreds of Middle Eastern students. The program now has been discontinued, and the exchange students are gone, but about 100 Muslims from Raleigh keep the mosque active. Eddie Sanders has worshipped here for 7 years.
It's a very important thing for me and a lot of people, other people. For Muslims, the center of their daily activities are at the mosque. You know, it's a place of, you can become educated, you meet people, you worship. You know, your main thing is worship, but there's other activities that go on at the mosque.
But Shaw's mosque, one of two in Raleigh, may not be part of the university campus much longer. Administrators at the private liberal arts college say they need to convert the space to a more traditional educational use. The president of Shaw University, Dr. Talbert Shaw, says the college is so crowded that it sometimes has to house students in hotels and rent office space for faculty members.
Now, it doesn't make sense for us to be renting space when we have the whole top floor of this international studies building that is being used by a group for which it was not intended. It was intended for the students.
Shaw does have about 100 Muslim students, mostly from Africa and the U.S., but the bulk of the people who worship at the campus mosque are not affiliated with the university, and Dr. Shaw says they're not picking up the cost for their use of the building.
We pay the water bill, we pay the electric bill, we re-roofed it, we clean it, so it's free. And because of that, congregation is growing, and we need the space.
Members of the mosque are fighting to save it. They say they're sympathetic to the university's needs, but point out the mosque represents only a small part of Shaw's 20-building campus. Congregation members say the mosque's Saudi Arabian benefactor intended it to remain on campus forever. And worshiper Iyad Hindi says now certainly is not the time to close it.
I think, especially in the aftermath of 9/11, this sends the wrong signal. It's sort of a signal of intolerance that the university, by doing this or attempting to close the mosque, is in a way telling the Muslim community we cannot tolerate you.
Dr. Shaw, the university president, says Muslims should not interpret his decision as a slap against their religion. He says his desire to close the mosque is pragmatic, not theological, and he hopes to find a compromise that satisfies the Muslim community. This week, leaders of other religions in Raleigh expressed support for the congregation, and today's services attracted an unusually large group of people who prayed together for the mosque's survival.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.